This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County Manager Eddie Madden last night briefed county commissioners on Hurricane Helene relief efforts. Madden said more than 20 county employees have assisted Buncombe and Polk counties, racking up more than 1,000 man hours. Madden said responding to the disaster opened the eyes of local emergency management officials to the weaknesses in the county's emergency response, and plans are being made to improve our case here. Columbus County and Columbus Regional have entered an agreement to convert the former Acme Delco Elementary School into a medical facility for the east end of the county. Commissioners announced the new partnership at last night's meeting. Work on the project is expected to get underway in the very near future. Early voting continues to be busy here, with 6,011 registered voters casting ballots in Columbus County as of close of business Monday. More than 1.3 million ballots have been cast statewide. Now, some lines are being reported at early polls in Columbus during peak times, but not very often. Most voters do not have any long wait time at all. Early voting locations are the County Board of Elections, the Chadbourne Municipal Annex, Fair Bluff Fire and Rescue, Ransom Center, and the Tabor City Courthouse. Any registered voter may cast an early ballot at any location during this period. If you wait until Election Day, you can only vote in your home precinct. You do need an approved ID to cast a ballot unless you fill out the exception form. If you do not have an approved government issue ID, free voter ID cards are available at the Board of Elections until November 2nd. Hurricane donations are still being accepted at several locations across the county. Black's Tire is now accepting general locations at the former Whitewell Ford dealership on Madison Street. Volunteers are badly needed to help pack and sort. Columbus Baptist Association is only accepting generators, blankets, warm clothing, propane heaters, and small LP tanks from Tuesday, that's today, through Thursday. They've got a shipment going out Friday to a specific location. Cash donations are also needed to help fund operations. Contact the CBA for more information. The Sheriff's Office is working with MacArthur Supply in Chadbourne to accept donations there. They're looking for warm clothes, blankets, socks, heaters, gloves, and cash for heaters. Call 654-4615 if you can help. County Commissioner Laverne Coleman and Reverend Lamont Heminger are collecting warm clothes and heaters in the east end of the county. Contact them if you're in the Riegelwood-Delco area. And Raven Williamson and Columbus County EMS are accepting donations of heaters, hand tools, and first responders gear at their facility on Main Street in downtown Wyville. The Tabor City Yam Festival starts Friday. There will be a full slate of events, and we'll be broadcasting the parade live via the CCN Facebook page here with our own Daryl Jackson providing commentary. The theme this year is Here I Am, There I Am, Everywhere I Yam Yam. Calvary Baptist Church is holding revival through Wednesday. Services are at 7 p.m. nightly. Royce Williams is the guest speaker. Calvary is located at 5028 Pleasant Plains Church Road, Whitewell. Columbus County is going to host a basic beaver trapping class Saturday at the Soil and Water Conservation Office at the County Complex. Bounty this year is $80 per animal. Call 910-642-2196, extension 3 to pre-register. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.